Monday, 5th of July, 2010. News from Oroville with Marlenka on microphone. Glad and grateful to be home again after 9 weeks abroad. In studio, Andrea, Steffi, and several volunteers. The weather in Oroville today shows a partly cloudy sky with the possibility of rain or a thunderstorm. Temperature range 26 to 31 degrees Celsius. Humidity 53%. Wind from the west 3 kilometers per hour. Because of today's bond, here are a few places closed for the day. The schools, due to no transport for the children. Le Morgan Café, and in Quilipalium, Orillac, the bakery, Portus, and the snack bar, although several of the smaller shops in the village will open later in the day. This is an all-India bond. Bond is originally a Hindi word meaning closed. It's a form of protest used by political activists in countries such as India and Nepal. And during a bond, a political party or a community declares a general strike. Often, bond means that the community or political party declaring it expect the general public to stay home, not go to work. Those mostly affected are shopkeepers, expected to keep their shops closed, and public transport operators of buses and taxis, expected to stay off the roads. Bonds are powerful means for civil disobedience, and because of the huge impact that a bond has on the local community, it's much feared as a tool of protest. The Supreme Court of India tried to ban bonds in 1998, but still a bond will be organized as a form of protest, as is the bond of today. It's in protest against the frequent increases in the cost of petrol. There's no film scheduled for today at Cinema Paradiso, but there's dancing in the dance space, 5 to 7 p.m., a weekly Monday event at Verite Hall. Daria, the facilitator, says it's an offer for a space for contemplation, exploration, expression, and connection with oneself and others through free movement and contact improvisation. Also in Verite, the reading of Savitri with Bhavana from 5 to 6 p.m. in their Unity Resource Room. And the inaugural version of the Oroville Premier League of Basketball will take off with flying colors in August in celebration of India's Independence Day and Sri Aurobindo's birthday. This can become an annual event depending on the success of the tournament. A first meeting was held yesterday, and it's hoped to keep the momentum running by meeting every Monday at New Creation Basketball Ground, 5:30 p.m. An aphorism from Sri Aurobindo. It's noble to pardon those who injure you, but not so noble to pardon the wrongs done to others. Nevertheless, pardon these too, but when needful, calmly avenge. The mother's comment, ah, the foolishness of human judgments based upon self-interest and the reactions of the ego. So long as men remain in their present state of ignorance, their judgments and opinions are worthless in the face of truth. Welcome to contact oravilleradio.org to comment or question. Thanks for listening.